First of all, Jerry, good morning. Thank you for taking time for us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Jerry, the right time to have you on. We've seen a lot of snow. We've had a lot of cold weather getting a little bit better. But wintertime, Jerry, we've been dealing with COVID-19, and now we have all this snow maybe cooped up inside. I know recently giving some mental health tips, talking about things you can do in the wintertime, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've kind of got a double whammy with COVID keeping us locked down in our houses, and now with winter, it seems like it's even more so. And, you know, the days are shorter. We've got longer nights, and it seems like we're more isolated. So I think we have to be really, really proactive to just keep ourselves, you know, mentally healthy. And there are some things we can do if we think about it. And some of the things I mentioned this past week are going to be mentioning this week in the radio. Things like, you know, we've talked about this before, the news cycle that we're exposed to, just that 24/7 news cycle that always makes things look really, really bad. If we limit our news intake but instead focus on maybe reading a good book or working on a project in the home, you know, that gives us a sense of accomplishment rather than just adding to our anxiety. But there's other things we can do to increase our socialization. One of the things that may suffer, that is suffering for people, is getting together. So not forgetting that there's a lot of technology we can use, such as Facebook Messenger. Google has an app called House Party that's really nice to use, or Zoom if people can get a free Zoom account. Those are ways to connect with your family. You can do games together. You can just visit. But also, I did a little research, and our local libraries have some great resources. The Ashland Public Library and the Mansfield-Richland County Library, they've got a section on their resources, the virtual get-togethers for parents and kids, for people who enjoy certain kinds of gaming. There's book clubs and book groups that you read a book together and discuss it. So I would just encourage people to explore some of those free resources in your community that could just give you another opportunity to get together with folks that are like-minded. If you can find a topic or a activity that you like to do with others, that could be really helpful. And then I think lastly, sometimes we think, man, it's cold outside or it's snowy outside and I've got to stay inside. But really, I would challenge folks to just think about, you know, put your coat on and go out for a little bit. Go for a walk. I always find that if I put a hat on and a couple layers on and gloves on, by the time I've taken a walk for a little while, I'm pretty warm, even if it's cool outside or cold outside. So, you know, connect with others, get some exercise, and stay active and busy. You'll be able to get through this winter, I think, in a pretty good way. Come out on the other side feeling good.
All right, good information this morning. I know I enjoy, I was telling Jerry off the air, taking walks. My wife and I will go out in the winter, as long as it's not too icy or snowy, you know, to be slippery. But, yeah, enjoy the fresh air, especially wintertime in the pandemic. You are hearing the voice this morning of Dr. Jerry Strausbaugh, who provides our daily mental health minutes here on the radio with the Appleseed Community Mental Health Center over in Ashland. And, Jerry, while we have you, talked about the library, I know they have a lot of great information with February being Black History Month, and a lot of information they can get at their local library. But recently here in February, you had some of your mental health tips featuring Black History Month.
Absolutely. I think it's important to take a look at some of the voices that have spoke throughout history, especially this month, the Black History Month that we celebrate in February. So, for instance, Booker T. Washington, one of my favorite quotes is, "Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles that one has overcome while trying to succeed." And to me, that really speaks to the fact that we have to be careful about comparing ourselves to others. We often do that. And that's one of the biggest snares, I think, to depression and making us feel bad about ourselves, is when we can always look at people that are doing more than us or have more than us, or we think have gotten farther in life than we have. And we really should just take a look at our own selves and, you know, the journey that we're on and the steps that we've taken and how far we've come, really. If we can focus on that, that certainly is a positive technique to help us manage our own self-worth. But just some great quotes from Martin Luther King, Barack Obama, and Maya Angelou. My favorite quote from her that I'd shared was, "Won't it be wonderful when Black history and Native American history and all of U.S. history is taught from one book? just U.S. history. Because I think we do have a tendency in our country to silo ourselves and categorize ourselves and isolate ourselves into groups. And certainly we want to find our tribe, that group of people that we identify with and we can do things with. But really, connecting with others and having a diverse group of friends is so important and so healthy. And division often, many times, really hurts us. And so the more we can do to really reach out to our neighbor and make connections and build bridges and build relationships, the better off our own personal mental health is going to be. And really the community mental health is really going to be impacted by that.
Talking about mental health today with Dr. Jerry Strasbaugh from Appleseed Community Mental Health Center in Ashland. And Jerry, we talk about our mental health, and here we are in the winter months. We're hearing and seeing more people go get the COVID-19 vaccine. Mm-hmm. We're seeing cases trending downward. All of that is good news. Hopefully, we get a little further into the spring. More and more people who want to go get the vaccine will be eligible, and that means the closer we are to returning to somewhat normalcy as we approach summer and fall. And maybe people are saying, maybe by coming up later toward Christmas, we'll be maybe, almost all the way back to normal. And I guess what I'm saying is very, very encouraging, the hope that the light at the end of the tunnel getting a little bit brighter now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot to celebrate as we go forward. And I think there does seem to be a lot of positive and proactive things going on with vaccinations. People are being careful. And some of the things that the governor has instituted, I think, has helped. We're seeing the numbers come down. I think we have a lot of reason to look forward, to be hopeful. And we want to celebrate. We want to get together and really look at where we've came from. I was just having a conversation with one of my coworkers about, this whole past year. It really started in March last year, right, when we started with the pandemic and the lockdown and all those kinds of things, shut down. So we're going to have a lot to process and think about and work through, and I think, but at the same time, we have a lot of things to look forward to and hopefully celebrate. So, continue every day for us to be intentional about our own mental health, making a schedule, doing activities that give us a sense of accomplishment, getting some exercise, sleep hygiene, all those things that we need to continue to do. And as we do those things, they're going to help us manage the stress and anxiety that we're feeling still as we're coming through COVID, hopefully the end of COVID, and then we'll be in a better position to celebrate as we go into the summer and fall and winter, hopefully absolutely seeing things getting back to the new normal that we'll be in as we go forward.
Well, Jerry, as we let you go this morning, you're hearing from Dr. Jerry Strasbaugh with the Appleseed Community Mental Health Center over in Ashland. And somebody, hears us talking on the radio, that they hear the daily mental health minutes. If they want to reach out, that they have a question, they're interested, to talk with somebody, could you share with us, whether it's website, phone number, a way somebody could get a hold of you guys?
Sure. 24-hour crisis line is 419-289-6111. That's 419-289-6111, or 888-400-8500. That's our toll-free number, 888-400-8500. And our website is appleseedmentalhealth.com. So you can reach out to us through the website or either of those numbers, and we'll be happy to help.
All right, located on Rocky Lane over in Ashland, and he's been doing the mental health minutes for I think we're approaching a year now, and I know a lot of people have heard him. They enjoy the daily information, Jerry, and we can't thank you enough for spending part of your morning here with all the great health tips here this morning. Thanks for being with us, Jerry.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Take care now.